Our Week 3 Coaches Insight programs are dialed in right here on Care Country. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined by Axis and Phoenix football coach. That is Jordan Malcolm. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Phoenix getting that first win of the 2025 season last Friday night at home. Big-time fashion, 55-0 the final score. We'll kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of it, Coach, here in a moment. But you called the Week 1 loss at Ottawa humbling. Whether, you know, however your team kind of took it after that loss in Week 1, whether you guys got them going, you know, early portions of practice leading up to Harmon, it seemed like your team responded well and got on the right track with that big win last week.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Just went back to the basics and, you know, calmed ourselves down. We got a little overzealous that Week 1. So coming out Week 2, opening this new field, great atmosphere and homecoming. You know, it was just really good for us, and you got to see how the team responded.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And for what it's worth, Ottawa's going to be certainly a pretty big-time contender, you know, in the 4A East side of the bracket once we get to the end of the season. But, you know, you guys have dominated, and I say you guys, of course, Atchison, really have kind of controlled the pace in the Meadowlark Conference over the last few years and getting that first conference win under your belt in a big way in Week number 2. Talk about a few key players that kind of stood out to you in that win. What'd you like from a few key players on your team?
Jeremiah Thompson, he's a first year player for us. He's a junior. Kind of set the pace and set the tone for us early. What an interception, and then scoring immediately after that. And then he had a 104-yard pick six. So coming from a player that hasn't played high school football, and this is his first year, and he performs like that in the conference matchup is pretty phenomenal. And then, of course, Colton Bonnell and Jack Builder back, and then later on in the evening, Zandra Mays stepping up to the plate. Defense posting their first shutout, you know, just overall team performance, but individual based, I'll give a shout-out to Jeremiah Thompson.
Yeah, it's always good to shout out as many players as possible, 55-0. I'm sure there's even more players we could talk about that certainly played well for you. You know, it's hard to believe we're going on to Week 3 now. You know, you break it down, it's pretty simple math. 8 regular season games, you have played 2. We are already 25% of the way through the regular season. So as we sit here at 1-1, you get ready for Sumner Academy for Week 3 on Friday. What have you liked about your team through the first 2 weeks? What's a thing or two you're looking to improve upon as we head to Week 3 and beyond?
Just keeping the family together. That's really all. You know, the guys are starting to mesh. They're starting to gel. Even the coaching staff are starting to mesh together. So, you know, we just take it week by week and day by day and keep on trucking along.
Yeah, and we talked before Week number 1, you know, you're taking over head coach year number 1 for you, and maybe the staff's a little bit different. You talk about the progression in the early weeks, you know, with the players, but is it pretty similar in terms of the coaching staff? You know, you guys are, you know, having to kind of get things going, and in that aspect, is it pretty similar as far as, like, you know, maybe taking a little bit of time to get going, you know, with you and your coaches? Is that pretty fair to say?
Absolutely. You know, when you have new faces, new personalities, you know, it takes a minute just to get used to each other when things go bad or even when things go right, you know. So for us as a staff, we just have to keep the same motto that we bring to the kids. And, you know, sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. So, you know, things are meshing together little by little and slowly but surely for us.
Couple more minutes here with Jordan Malcolm, Atchison football coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Phoenix coming off the first win against Harmon, 55-0, back in conference play this Friday, Week 3 at home against Sumner Academy. Coach, the Sumner team that's off to an 0-2 start. They lost to Washington in Week number 1, 62-20, and then Highland Park, very good team last week. That was a 44-16 final. You get a chance to put Sumner on film. What stands out about him?
Their quarterback, number 16, man. He's a phenomenal athlete. We contain him. We control the game. If we don't, get out of hand for us. So, you know, guys, they've got talent across the board over there. If we don't do our job, they might put it to us. So, you know, I could definitely see some key things for them. And, you know, we just got to do what we do best, and that's stay together and finish out the week and control the game early.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, containing their quarterback, very good athlete, certainly one of the many keys, I'm sure. But just give us maybe a couple more keys for a win on Friday night and some expectations. What do you want to see from your team in Week 3?
Composure. We can't get in our own way and control the mistake, keep that ball off the ground.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm joining us. Appreciate all of our great sponsors making it possible for the conversation with the coach each and every week. Atchison coming off their first win last Friday night against Harmon, 55-0. They're back to it in conference play at home Friday night, week three, taking on Sumner Academy. Coach Malcolm, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.